1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal emergency management workers halted door-to-door operations in hurricane-ravaged North Carolina after threats of violence. William Jacob Parsons charged in Rutherford County with misdemeanors. Pete Gaynor is a former FEMA chief.
We have the best mission in the federal government, helping people before, during, and after disaster. I think we have some of the most dedicated employees that are trying to do that for their fellow Americans. And stuff like this, it's not good for morale. For anyone on the team.
Authorities say Parsons had a rifle and a handgun when they busted him. Death on the job in southern New Jersey, where a New Jersey transit train struck a chunk of tree on the tracks. The train's operator was killed. Nearly two dozen passengers suffered injuries of varying degree. South Korea says North Korea blew up northern sections of cross-border roads that are no longer being used. North Korean leader Kim has vowed to abandon the goal of peaceful Korean unification. This is ABC News. Boeing says it'll lay off 17,000 workers amid the ongoing strike by union machinists. The head of the Labor Department came calling.
With no end in sight for the now month-long machinist strike at Boeing, Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu traveled to Seattle on Monday to meet with Boeing and the workers' union. The two sides cut off talks last week. The Department of Labor says the secretary is assessing the situation and encouraging both parties to move forward with bargaining. The workers who build the Boeing 737, 767, and 777 are demanding their pensions be reinstated. Boeing says it can't do that. Alex Stone, EBC News.
More than 30 couples turned out in Newry, Maine for the annual North American Wife Carrying Championship. Contestants carrying their partner through a 278-yard course of water, logs, and mud. In this year's event, competing couples didn't have to be married. The winner gets their partner's weight in beer or five times their weight in cash. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alva joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at around 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, will drop to 30 for a low. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny, 57. Then on Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Beautiful full moon. If you're up early on a Tuesday morning, we've got sunshine on the way the rest of the day. Welcome in, everybody. I'm fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report on a chilly Tuesday morning. Yeah, the temperatures are definitely going to stay chilly for the rest of this week. Today, we will see sunshine touch out around 50 degrees, but the wind's going to be noticeable today out of the north, 10 to 15, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Frost tonight down to around 29. Tomorrow, frost in the morning, but then sunshine after about 9 o'clock, 57 are expected high. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, has weather details in a moment. Happy National Cheese Curd Day. Yep, it's something Wisconsin celebrates in a big way. It started in 2015 as a promotion for Culver's, but really Wisconsin's dairy industry is all about it. Charity Seebecker's bringing us that update this morning. Catching up with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. Our market's under pressure this morning. What's the news on those markets? Used equipment. Ashley Yoon from the Steffes Group is going to give us an update on that. And up next, I'm chatting with Ryan Brady from the Save Our Songbirds. Migration continues over the state of Wisconsin. We'll find out a little bit more next.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment, helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus? Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in Appleton and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind. But the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
You know, we've been talking a little bit this week about the traffic, not in Wisconsin, over Wisconsin. Migratory birds are flying over the state. Now, there's a couple different reasons why we want to focus in on that. First of all, of course, we've all become familiar with the phrase avian influenza. That's something that can impact animal agriculture as well as our poultry backyard flocks. But it's also important to see what these numbers look like this year from an overall bird health perspective. And to bring us a little bit more on this subject is a fellow that is a part of the Save Our Songbird movement in the state of Wisconsin, Ryan Brady. Ryan, tell me a little bit about how you got hooked up with Save Our Songbirds and maybe a little bit more about what the organization is.
Well, Save Our Songbirds is a Wisconsin-based campaign or initiative that tries to raise awareness about the plight of many of our birds, not only in Wisconsin, but across all of North America. We've lost about 30% of the continent's birds over the last 50 years. So, I mean, almost one out of every three or four birds. And so that's a serious problem. And so what the SOS campaign does is try to suggest some ways people at home can help make a difference, because sometimes it can feel a little bit overwhelming. So what can we do around our backyards or around our homes that can help birds and help their populations maybe rebound? And so some of the things it focuses on are adding native plants. So instead of maybe having some sort of ornamental tree or shrub that hasn't evolved in our area that can't host bird food that our native plants can, you know, maybe go with a native tree, maybe something like an oak or a serviceberry bush or some type of cherry or a birch tree, that sort of concept that can really help benefit local wildlife. In addition, it also tries to focus on reducing collisions of birds with windows. So if you can believe it, there are, by some estimates, up to 3 to 4 billion birds every year that die from colliding with windows. And that includes tall buildings in cities, but also it includes many, many residential homes. So if there are simple actions you can take to reduce the reflectivity on your windows, that can help save birds. So that's another action that this SOS campaign really tries to focus on. Wow. And the last one has to do with the wintering grounds for many of these birds. Believe it or not, when you drink a cup of coffee, it can have an impact on these bird populations. So coffee is often grown in Central and South America. Often large swaths of forested habitat are cleared to make coffee that will grow in the sun. Well, that reduces the amount of bird habitat for many of our birds, including things like orioles, maybe even some of our buntings or tanagers, things that we get a lot of joy from during the warmer summer months when we see them here. And so if you can drink shade-grown coffee, coffee that's grown with more trees intact that provides more bird habitat, then you can make a difference for birds. So this action campaign, it stems from the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Partnership. It's funded through the Natural Resource Foundation of Wisconsin. It does a lot of great work for birds in the state and other critters too. It's really a team of people with this collective interest in helping to conserve our declining bird populations.
Interesting. Fascinating numbers there. Ryan Brady along with us from Save Our Songbirds. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening right now, Ryan. One of the reasons I reached out to you is I saw a forecast, the birdcast, if you will, of bird movement over the state of Wisconsin right now. And this looks to be one of our peak seasons. I know nothing about birds except when I see them or I eat them. Tell me what I'm missing out about the birds over Wisconsin right now.
Well, I mean, one of the most fascinating and poorly known, frankly, things about birds is that many of them migrate at night while we're all sleeping. And this time of year in the fall, most of us probably realize that a lot of these birds are flying south to get to warmer climates in the winter and find more food and so forth. But they migrate at night because they use the stars for navigation. The air's a little bit calmer. There's fewer predators that might eat them. It also leaves them time during the day to forage and fuel up, things like that. So while we're sleeping, literally on good nights where the conditions are favorable, which we've had some lately, there are hundreds of millions of birds, from tiny songbirds all the way up to larger birds like maybe ducks, that are migrating over our heads, flying hundreds of miles in a night to get to where they're going. And so during September and October, those numbers really kind of peak for this nocturnal migration. And so birdcast, and you can look that up online, it's this really cool tool that tries to predict when these events are going to occur based mostly on the time of year and the weather conditions. And when the weather conditions are favorable after a cold front has passed, the barometric pressure is rising a bit, the winds are out of the north, it's getting a little cooler, that's what's going to push these birds along. And so we had that the last few nights. And then usually, you know, this time of year, every few days you get a passing front that'll bring that sort of condition, and it'll lead to the next migration. And so we have these stages of migration, and with each passing front and each night of migration, we have fewer and fewer birds around as they depart farther to the south, with some exceptions, right? Because we do pull birds in from Canada here that will spend a good bit of time here until the snow gets deep and the temperatures get real cold. And so it's always exciting on these big migration nights, because when you wake up the next day, you're probably going to see some birds that weren't there the day before.
Interesting. Now, what about these hurricanes that have stirred up the weather patterns farther south, Ryan? Does that slow them down? Do birds not care about that? Does that do anything to the migration pattern?
Well, those storms would not affect our migration here in Wisconsin because it's distant enough that the birds are still just going to progress. When those birds do eventually get to, say, the Gulf Coast and there's a storm nearby, generally, they'll wait it out because they're smart. They know that the conditions are not favorable, and they're not going to just fly into that. However, some birds do get caught into those storms, and then they get displaced into other places that they don't want to go, or unfortunately, many of them will perish in those sorts of situations. But for the majority of the Wisconsin migrating birds, those storms are not a big issue.
Again, Ryan Brady's along with us, one of the members of the steering committee for Save Our Songbirds, a group that originated here in Wisconsin to try to at least raise awareness about the songbirds, the population changes we've seen, and the environmental influences that they're working around. So I'm guessing then this is an ideal time for birders, Ryan. What about those of us that are just casual bird watchers? What kinds of things should we be looking out for, trying to watch? Coach us up a little bit.
Well, this time of year, we're starting to lose many of our warm weather birds. So the neotropical, especially songbirds. So neotropical meaning they spend their summers here in North America, and then they migrate down into Central and South America during the wintertime. So things like hummingbirds and warblers and vireos and tanagers and thrushes, many of those are kind of leaving the state now. And so you can start to pay attention to what we call the short-distance migrants. So ones that maybe don't rely on insects as much to eat. Maybe they eat more seeds, and they would not migrate as far to find that food. So maybe things like blackbirds or sparrows are a really big one this time of year. You start seeing a lot of different sparrows, some of the kinglets. And then, of course, many folks notice on the water, we start seeing more of the ducks and the geese and the swans that come in ahead of the cold temperatures and the ice up that will come later on in November and December, which will lead to a winter where we don't have as many birds around.
That's Ryan Brady, along with a steering committee member for Save Our Songbirds, giving you a little something more to think about for today. I'm Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a law in March prohibiting voters from receiving assistance in filling out or delivering their absentee ballots. October 11th, a federal appeals court upheld a stay of that law for at least the 2024 election. September 26th, Chief U.S. District Court Judge R. David Proctor stayed portions of Senate Bill 1. Proctor wrote in his opinion that the NAACP demonstrated that the law interferes with blind, disabled, or illiterate voters from choosing who may assist them in the voting process, as allowed in Section 208 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. SB 1 only allows close members or cohabitants to assist a voter in requesting, filling out, or returning an absentee ballot, and stop the get-out-the-vote work of democracy and civil rights groups. Section 208 states, any voter who requires assistance to vote by reason of blindness, disability, or inability to read or write may be given assistance by a person of the voter's choice other than the voter's employer or agent of that employer or officer or agent of the voter's union. The decision is in effect for the 2024 election. Pro-voter groups had also argued the law's vague language violated freedoms of speech and association and interfered with the 14th Amendment's due process protections. Judge Proctor rejected those claims. We've linked the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Let's bring in Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist. Yeah, he's taking pictures in front of the barn, and it looks like the ground was pretty much covered by Alto. Then I've got Dave by Burlington that said they've got some rain that started up again this morning. Not a lot, but yesterday the most that we heard as far as rainfall reports was about 0.8 inches of rain. What are you seeing this morning in like the last 24 hours too?
Well, hasn't been a big deal. Racine came in again about 0.6 of an inch, so that far southeast part of the state's been pushing upwards of an inch, not that much elsewhere. I was in Sheboygan yesterday afternoon and saw, started a drizzle, and I was like, hey, that's bouncing off the concrete. What is that? It might have been a little hail. I'd call it grapple, that little snow pellet kind of thing. But even that came down yesterday afternoon over in the eastern edge of Wisconsin. That's where there's still some rain. Yeah, Burlington and up along the lakeshore near Sheboygan all the way up to Manitowoc and down to far southeast Wisconsin. Very scattered, very light activity trying to linger in the area. And otherwise, during the day, things are going to quiet down somewhat in terms of precipitation and what may be happening. I mean, that big high is going to drop south out of Canada right into the central part of the U.S. The low is still bringing some of that lake effect rain, let's call it, all the way up over by Maine. So, you know, it's really pulling away from us. But that air mass coming off the lake and over the inland shores provides that little bit of rain this morning. That activity will be tapering off, but we all fall into that freeze warning tonight into tomorrow morning, all the way from western into south and then east central up to northeast Wisconsin. If you haven't really frozen off, looks like tonight and early tomorrow morning will be a great chance. We'll talk about that right after this.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Don't forget our talk text line is open. Weather observations or anything else, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Forgot to wish you a happy National Cheese Curd Day, Stu. I know you're a fan.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh. There,
see, there's something to live for today, buddy.
That's right. Going to have to find some curds this morning.
All right, find me a forecast, because I'm thinking we better start bringing out the layers this week.
Well, the coolest is tonight and into tomorrow morning. We moderate right after that, so I guess be prepared for it tonight. If you've got some plants outside you've been protecting, make sure you cover them up tonight and into tomorrow morning. Of course, that freeze warning that extends all the way from La Crosse down through southern Wisconsin, just south of Mauston, but into Madison, Beaver Dam, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, all the way up into Brown County, Green Bay. Now, I expect more sunshine today, although eastern Wisconsin keeps a few clouds, even some sprinkles this morning, more sun in the west, and I'd expect some even mid-40s in the far northwest, closer to low 50s elsewhere, and the north winds 5 to 15, still kind of gusty, up toward 25 and better, and then that freeze warning tonight, especially in those areas we talked about, frosty elsewhere as we drop to the very low 30s and upper 20s. The north wind's not too strong, 5 to 10. A little frost tomorrow morning, a sunny day then, and low and mid 50s, maybe still upper 40s in the north. The northwest winds at 5, and then it starts to warm up, Pam. Sunshine Thursday, up toward the upper 50s and low 60s, mid and upper 60s on Friday, maybe a 70 around Madison for you on Saturday.
All right, we'll take it. Very good. Appreciate it, Stu. Stu Muck with our ag weather update on a Tuesday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal emergency management workers halted door-to-door operations in hurricane-ravaged North Carolina after threats of violence. William Jacob Parsons charged in Rutherford County with misdemeanors. Pete Gaynor is a former FEMA chief.
We have the best mission in the federal government, helping people before, during, and after disaster. I think we have some of the most dedicated employees that are trying to do that for their fellow Americans. And stuff like this, it's not good for morale. For anyone on the team.
Authorities say Parsons had a rifle and a handgun when they busted him. Death on the job in southern New Jersey, where a New Jersey transit train struck a chunk of tree on the tracks. The train's operator was killed. Nearly two dozen passengers suffered injuries of varying degree. South Korea says North Korea blew up northern sections of cross-border roads that are no longer being used. North Korean leader Kim has vowed to abandon the goal of peaceful Korean unification. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin, too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in Southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about two dozen people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers preparing for another road trip, this time at Northwestern to face the Wildcats. Wide receiver Will Pauling, questionable despite not suffering a concussion against Rutgers. Luke Fickell says with 6 weeks into the season, he'll be paying more attention to players with injuries.
There's a balance to what you're doing, but you are starting to get to that middle of the second half of the season. This is a different league now, and you do have to be able to handle things a little bit different as you get to that mid-second half of the season.
NBA, the Bucks got their first win of the preseason with a 111-107 victory over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and forward Taurean Prince got some playing time together. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They both have been fantastic. They're both very physical. And on the other end, they don't press. TP gets 5 shots or 10 shots or 1 shot. The demeanor is the exact same. You need players like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus the Wall Street Journal poll of economists back Harris's ideas, and Bob Woodward said Trump tried to reinstate himself 6 months after losing the election. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at around 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, will drop to 30 for a low. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny, 57. Then on Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, you're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote.
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, what? And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Not against Rutgers.
God.
Happy National Cheese Curd Day. It's a big thing for Wisconsin's dairy industry. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. We're talking about that with Charity Seebecker in just a little bit. All kinds of cheese curd trivia for you on the way as well. We'll catch up with John Heinberg, Market Advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend to boot. So trying to get a 10 pounds and a 5-pound sack on a Tuesday morning. Yeah, so it is the 15th day of October. Aside from it being National Cheese Curd Day, what can I tell you? On this day back in 1951, I Love Lucy airs for the very first time. It was an American sitcom, CBS, featured real-life couple Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. It lasted for 6 years, and it had several spinoff shows before it went off the air. But it started on this day back in 1951. On this day, 1990, Mikhail Gorbachev is given the Nobel Peace Prize for his work basically trying to lessen tensions during the Cold War. And now you know. Yes, and it's a Tuesday, so I want to catch up with my friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFESgroup.com. That's where you're going to find them online. Fantastic website where you can learn so much about what's available in the marketplace. Maybe find out what yours is worth, at least in the ballpark, and see what's happening as far as the region's concerned. You want to talk to them about a potential auction? I suggest you call them, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group back along with us. Last week we were talking about an auction that was just getting ready to open in Barron, and it's underway now, isn't it, Ashley?
Yeah, the Larry Jerome Estate in Barron, Wisconsin. It closes on the 22nd. A lot of nice Magnum tractors on there. You know, guys love those 7120, you know, power shift tractors, no computers on them. They just kind of seem to run forever. Some 1086s, 986, Hydro 100 on that sale. Does have a Cat Challenger on there as well.
Yeah, I saw that one. And there's been, if you just judge by the amount of traffic I've passed on the highways and interstates, there's a lot of equipment moving these days as far as the sales side is concerned. You've also got an opportunity for folks, aside from the Jerome sale up in Barron, to think about maybe getting involved in their own sale. And it doesn't have to take a lot of items, does it, Ashley?
No, it doesn't. You know, And even if we do a 10-piece auction, you know, and have your own stuff, you got to remember, farmers want to buy from other farmers, you know. Consignment's kind of a bad word in the auction industry. People think that they're just getting rid of something for a reason. So a lot of times, man, if you just had a handful of stuff and we put it together and have a end-of-the-year inventory reduction, it might only be a handful of pieces, but then everybody can see where it's coming from, what the story is, call the owner, get all the information. That's how people like to buy.
And that's what you're putting together. You've got that slated for Wisconsin in December, don't you, Ashley?
Yeah, we do. It's going to be, you know, an end-of-the-year inventory reduction for anybody in the area. You know, if you got something consigned, it always starts with a phone call. We talk about what it is. And, you know, we'll have to shore up what equipment's going to be on there somewhere in the middle of November. So there's plenty of time there. And you know, as you're combining or driving truck or whatnot, just keep it in the back of your head like, well, I'm not using this or this. I need to move up to a better piece. You know, just write that stuff down and give us a call.
Yeah, that's right. And folks, don't forget one place where you can find out what's already on the marketplace, steffesgroup.com. That's STEFFESgroup.com. And as he said, the Larry Jerome Estate Sale, that's getting ready to close in a couple days. Check it out all online and see what's available that you might want to acquire. And then, like you said, if you've got a little something extra, start targeting those items for their end of the year, let's call it clearance sale, inventory reduction, as he said. And that's beginning coming up in December. It's all available. StephesGroup.com. That's StephesGroup.com. Or call them 800-726-8609. That's Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and grow! I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Today is a special day for a lot of Wisconsin dairy. Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pam Yonke. It's National Cheese Curd Day. Started back in 2015 when Culver's made it a promotion. Last year alone, Culver's sold 1 million of their Curda burgers alone. That's a lot of cheese. They work directly with LeGrandeur Hillside Dairy in Stanley, Wisconsin, but there's a lot of other cheese companies in the state that are also excited about National Cheese Curd Day. Charity Seebecker caught up with one.
Get ready, cheese lovers. Today is dedicated to one of Wisconsin's tastiest treasures, the squeaky, savory, irresistible cheese curd. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and whether you love them fresh, fried, or flavored, National Cheese Curd Day is the ultimate celebration of this beloved snack. So how are you planning to indulge in curd heaven this year? John Freeman, Director of Sales and Marketing for Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery, shares a look at how they're making sure that no curd fan is left behind on this special day.
You know, the cheese curds were something that has been important to our cooperative really since we started making cheese. So the Ellsworth plant primarily was designed as a 500-pound barrel facility. So we're making 500-pound barrels there every day. And what was found out is the cheese makers, as they would fill the barrels and maybe there was a little extra that wouldn't fit in, they would scoop those off and they would take them home to friends and families and to gatherings and parties. And these cheese curds were always a hit because they're the freshest expression of cheese. You know, it really allows that quality milk that our farmers are delivering us to showcase through the product. Additionally, they're a fun product. They're easy to snack on. They can be paired with so many different things. And that squeak, you know, there's nobody that enjoys a fresh curd that it doesn't enjoy the squeak.
Speaking of that squeak, how do you maintain that freshness and get that squeak of these cheese curds that we all enjoy?
Yeah, so the freshness and the squeak of our cheese curds are definitely directly tied with the quality of the milk that we use. Additionally, we have packaging and a special process for packaging our curds that allows us to keep that moisture and freshness within the package, even with an extended shelf life. And that's one of those secrets to how we keep the squeak. If you ever got a pack of Ellsworth curds and the squeak wasn't quite where you needed it to be, you can also warm them up in the microwave for a couple seconds, and that brings that squeak right back.
Then National Cheese Curd Day, how do you prepare for that? Is it one of your busiest days of the year for your cheese curds?
National Cheese Curd Day is a really special occasion, particularly for our retail stores. It often coincides with some of the last days that we run our famous curd wagon, our food truck that's located outside of our Ellsworth plant all throughout the summer. So, you know, we do some really steep, you know, special promotions to try and drive that last traffic in, get your last boat of fried curds. But we also do sales to encourage people to try different flavors of our curds. So we offer almost 15 different flavors of cheese curds, and we've got those available in our retail stores. So, you know, by really celebrating the curds, celebrating that the governor of Wisconsin in 1984 declared Ellsworth the cheese curd capital of Wisconsin, by getting our guests to try these other flavors and some innovation flavors that we only feature in our retail stores, is a really cool opportunity.
That's John Freeman, Director of Sales and Marketing for Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery, along with us. Whether you're enjoying a classic curd or trying a new flavor, be sure to celebrate National Cheese Curd Day and savor this iconic Wisconsin treat with your friends and family. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
All right. Thanks, Charity. Appreciate that. So markets and overnight electronic trade on this cheese curd Tuesday trending a little bit lower. Right now, our December corn's down two at 406. November beans down six at 989. December wheat's down a nickel at 580. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another 4.25 cents to 184.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 0.75 cents at 188. And AA butter closed penny lower, 261.5 per pound. This morning, we've got our November class three milk that goes into cheese down 3.20/76 a hundredweight. So eat all the cheese curds you can today and help us with that dairy drive. Up next, our man, John Heimberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Youngke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin's 2nd District. We're going to be talking about what's at stake for you economically in the upcoming election. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's a commodity. It's not one that we always talk about on the farm show, but it's an important commodity that influences us.
Yeah, crude oil is sometimes a pretty big barometer in terms of how the commodity sectors are feeling and the money flow and things of that nature. And crude oil is down about 5% this morning, pushing almost $4 a barrel, $3 a barrel drops right now, $3.60, $3.70 lower. And that's kind of weighing on the rest of the marketplace. That spills over into the grains because of the energy sector, you know, bean oil for the biodiesel side and the ethanol side for corn. So that's some of the added selling pressure that we saw yesterday and today. Couple big headlines that's out there. First off, obviously the geopolitical tensions seem to be easing a little bit. Israel made comments that they would, you know, hold back on possibly hitting Iranian facilities if they did retaliate. And then on top of that, OPEC for the third month in a row has lowered their demand forecast as we get into 2025 and the end of 24 here. And this market is really concerned about this building surplus of oil that's out there. Throw in the Chinese economy and its weakness and their concerns there. The crude oil market after that run, after the last little round of Israel-Iran tensions, has given all that money back here in the last handful of days.
Pull your microphone away from your mouth a little bit, John. You're popping me this morning. So international activity, focusing in on that energy market, we've got to pay attention to international activity when it comes to weather. Brazil getting a good run at the beginning of their planting season, huh?
Yeah, right now the weather models have really changed in that region. It just seems like the market's starting to price that in a little bit here, too, taking the risk that was there a couple of weeks ago. You know, you can continue to see rains on the radar on a daily basis. Mato Grosso, which is their largest growing region in terms of cereal grains and soybeans, saw bean planting jump about 9% last week. They're still behind, but against planting delays that we've seen here in the United States, the technology's out there. They can just go. So that's something that the market's looking at right now, because, you know, we did have that WASDE report on Friday. Didn't do a whole lot with that soybean yield. The biggest thing is carryouts at 540 million bushels for U.S. beans. That's the largest we've had since the trade war back in 2019. Not quite to the level that we saw there, but again, still an extremely heavy supply. Add on top of that a global supply that just seems to be heavy. And with another potentially big record crop coming out of Brazil, the bean market is just very, very concerned right now. Again, throw in that concerns regarding the Chinese economy. You know, if the Chinese aren't buying or their economy is weak, that's just going to impact certain product commodities like soybeans, pork, things along those lines.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live this morning on the Midwest Farm Report. Want to remind you about their website, totalfarmmarketing.com. Or if you want to catch up with John or any of the folks at Total Farm Marketing, it's 800-334-9779. John, I want to pivot for a moment to a market that we haven't been talking about a lot lately, but it has been interesting. Cattle. You're telling me that cattle got to make a move here one direction or another, you think?
Yeah, the cattle market's at a bit of a crossroads right now. We've saw good cash values again last week, a little bit firmer. We're in the middle of about a $15 rally here on that December contract. The October's getting close to expiration, so we focus our energies there in December now. But we're sitting at a spot, if you draw a line over top of the charts, that's challenging that line of highs that we've seen here going back all the way to last spring. So we'll have to see if this can get through here or not. It's a market that hasn't had a correction realistically since the 1st of September when we started this run, so it's due. But at the same time, all of a sudden, retail values have really jumped this week. Choice carcasses at $313. It's about $7 higher than it was just a week ago. So that's going to continue to give some money into that cash market. So I've been doing a little bit of hedging here. I recommend producers take a look at that, especially in this front end, especially with the instability in terms of the election and the economy and the markets in general. This cattle market could be poised to see itself correct here. So I'm actually telling people to be cautious in terms of their trade going forward and take advantage of the prices that are in front of them.
The demand from consumers still holding at these levels with cattle?
It seems to be that way at this time frame, and that's some of the reason we've seen this pop again in the retail values. It looked like things were pretty weak here a couple of weeks ago, but boy, we've just come off those lows, and now again we got cattle prices in terms of the beef box beef prices that are very, very liquid, at least in terms of helping out the packer keep those bids in terms of that cash market right now.
All right, so John, like you said, we've got a lot of volatility in the markets. We're getting ready to change months. What advice in a short order can you give growers right now?
you know, obviously they're pushing hard with these bushels, and just make sure you're asking questions, because the cash market's going to start reflecting a lot of these bushels coming in. Just, you know, a lot of extra bushels. Those are the questions we have that people have to really kind of work through. Every individual situation is different. If you need cash flow or not, take advantage of what's out there, and the, find a way to keep yourself in the marketplace in that regard, looking at strategies over top. But again, it's a tough market right now because there's a lot of competition, and from what I'm hearing, some of these elevators are getting pretty full in a big hurry.
Yeah, exactly. Good enough, John. Appreciate it. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joins us live every Tuesday right here on the Midwest Farm Report to give you the latest news that's influencing the markets you're trying to work with. And like he said, a big harvest coming in, not only here in the United States, and now Brazil getting ready to plant into weather that looks pretty decent. We'll talk about all that kind of news and more coming your way again tomorrow morning. Talk text line is still open.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
What is food security? Depends on who you ask, as you'll learn today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Apparently, the term food security is a matter of opinion. The in-house reporters at the U.S. Department of Agriculture were asking around recently. CropLife America's Kelly Bray said crop protection products.
That we have tools at our disposal to be able to use safely, efficiently, and when and where needed is a really critical part to make sure that those weeds and bugs don't get that food before America's consumers do.
Corey Rosenbusch of the Fertilizer Institute said, what else? Fertilizer access.
We have some scientific studies that show that 50% of the crop yields on a global basis are attributed to fertilizer use.
USDA research economist Jordan Jones says food and nutrition assistance is food security.
SNAP participation increased in 2023 to about 42 million people per month on average, and that came out to about a 12.6% national participation rate. In terms of developments, we saw a sizable increase in the regular benefit for the year.
And Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack thinks food security is making sure farmers have economic security.
How about we create multiple income streams that that farmer can utilize? So if commodity prices are down 1 year, maybe there's another source of income that's also coming into the farm that bolsters the family farm income.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we'll welcome Ann Schaefer with the Oshkosh Parks Department. She'll fill us in on Zulueen Boo.
Then Tammy Elliott and Everson Lehman are in from Action 2 News this morning.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics gold medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major presidential